Tefila for Life, Shir 1096, Yom Sheni B'Shabbes, Parashas Korach. We continue in the list of what the Ribbono Shel Olam controls, and we're trying to ingrain in ourselves the objective of Avodas HaTefila, Avodas Shebalev, which means to not be concerned with what's going on, to daven only to the Ribbono Shel Olam, understand that He is the source of everything that we need. And the pasuk continues, L'cha Hashem HaMamlocha. All malchus, all control, all power, is all the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is David HaMelech talking. David HaMelech was the epitome of malchus by Klal Yisrael. David Melech Yisrael Chayvikayam. All malchus by Klal Yisrael was sourced to David HaMelech. And David HaMelech gets up and he says, L'cha Hashem HaMamlocha. Everything that I have, all the malchus that I have, comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The power of David HaMelech's malchus comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And it's important for us to understand this, even though we're not malachim, we don't understand the power of malchus. But we have to realize that this is the reason why David HaMelech was zeiche, that his malchus should continue, that he should have an endless malchus. David HaMelech comes from Yehuda. Yehuda is the term Haidah. That's where the word Yehuda comes from. To be Maida, to admit that everything comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what Yehuda personifies. That's what Yehuda is. And the reason why Yehuda was Zeicha to Malchus is for that reason. Because he lived with the attitude that everything that he had comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So our goal, even if we're not a melech, our goal is to try to emulate David HaMelech and understand that just like David HaMelech had tremendous hatzlacha, simply because he lived with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he understand that everything that he had came from the Ribbono Shel Olam, the same thing is with us. David HaMelech said, L'cha Hashem HaMamlocha. His malchus was not his own schus, it came from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Any power, any talent that we have also comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the more we attribute it to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the more Be'ezer Hashem will be successful in everything that we do.